Blog Talk Radio.
Cutting my music. It's no introduction, Mr. Outside. I'm Hills. That's Prez. Let me go ahead and address these crybabies in the Madden world. We have UPT. He's in with us, too. I'll let these guys speak in a minute. But I just want to address something for this crybaby. Derek Gray is not in our lead anymore because he wants to quit. He got his little panties in a wire about a game. If you have a complaint or a problem, you ask one of the commissioners, myself, UPT, DJM, KT, Tobar, get the one of us, we'll get it to the committee, and we'll do our very best, our due diligence, to get it done quickly. But if you think you're going to get a guy suspended within 10 minutes of a game being completed that no commissioner got a chance to watch live, then you're sadly mistaken. And for Mr. Gray, who is a crybaby human being, and he is a pathetic excuse for a man, that's what I call him. He's a pathetic excuse for a man, because a real man would sit there and wait. Females are impatient and want things done right away. So I am glad that that pussy has left UE, and I am so sorry that I brought him in the league. I am embarrassed that I had a piece of crap like that in my league complaining within 5 minutes of a game being completed. Prez and UPT take over before we won't have another show.
Well, what's going on, UPG?
I love it. What's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, you know, I thought about you today when old Hot Boys came on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it's quite fitting that you're on the other end of this phone right now. But, hey, you know, that's what it is. Folks going to cry, they're going to cry, and they're going to cry. And at the end of the day, he had, what, one loss, two losses? And he acted like that. So, like I said, this is a game for men. If you can't take it, this ain't the place for you.
Man, it's an emotional game, UPT, but the problem that I have with Mr. Graves and what I was trying to explain to his simple mind after the game, none of us watched the game. So how are we going to suspend a guy off of just the loser of a game just said? You're emotionally pissed off that you lost a game. Why are we going to just take your what you're saying into consideration, and then you talk about what he done in the first game before disconnected? That has nothing to do with the second game. It's mind blowing. UPT, go ahead and say something. We're not going to waste another second on that piece of trash.
Well, let's get to the business, man. Everybody waiting on the top 10. Let's just avoid the craziness. He gone. I'm glad he's gone. He came in talking junk, but the booty guy. It is what it is. All right. I'm going to do my top 10. It wasn't hard. I'm just going to put it out here right fast. Number one is Hills with the Titans. Number two is KT with the Panthers. Number three, DJM with the Packers. Number four, Bolden with the Ravens. Number five, Wade with the Saints. Number six, Smooth with the Eagles. Number seven, Squiddy with the Vikes, excuse me. Number eight is Spiffy with the Cards. Number nine is Prey is my man with the fans. Number 10, to round it out, is Clement with the Skins.
Wow. Prey is off of just hearing his list. What do you feel?
It's funny. We had the exact same top three, and all the people that he named is pretty much I have in my top 10 with the exception of a few others. And when we get there, I appreciate the nine nod. I really do. I appreciate it. I feel like I went back and I looked at all the seasons, and I was trying to see who was in the top 10 in each season, and it seems like the same names kept coming up, and that's why they're on my list. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, somebody, UPT. Like I said, I didn't get to formally introduce us. I cut our wonderful theme music for a rant of mine, a personal rant. UPT, how you doing, brother? How you feeling?
I'm all right today. I'm all right today, man. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Now it seems like you and Prez have got over y'all little riff. Prez was very upset that you stole the Tampa Bay Bucks in the middle of the night, as he always said, moved into Mexico City. The last few times y'all was on the show, it was very tension was a lot in the air. But it seems like it's been a pleasant place for you two now.
Man, we're men, man. We're basically men. At the end of the day, we know how it goes. Business decisions is business decisions. We put that in the past, and we move forward. That's all.
Absolutely.
Or was it funds involved in this little piece?
Let me be honest. We're not over it. I'm trying to play nice because we need unity on the phone right now. You know, we can't have any division. But I will say this. He tore our community apart with that snake move in the middle of the night. And our economy is hurting right now in Tampa. And I just want to thank the owner of the Mexico City Trash, UPC,
wow,
for moving our Tampa Bay Buccaneers out of Tampa.
Wow. UPT, any rebuttal off of it?
No comment.
Cool. Into the top 10. That was somebody. The top three is Hills, KT, DJM. Right, they're the only ones with Super Bowl reigns, therefore they are 1, 2, and 3. And then
yep.
I had Gold Six as well. I had Ray, I had Smooth, right? I had Squid, I had Wade, UPT, and myself at 10.
Wow. Is there a reason why you got? Yeah, okay, well, Prez, we have questions about this. We got a lot of time on this show today. Prez, why is these guys on your list? And also, I remember you saying something pre-show about another person that you was talking about, honorable mention, I think.
And I also would like to give a shout out because as I was doing my list and I was looking at the stats. The New England Patriots finished 15 on the list, and I wanted to give them an honorable mention that they almost made the top 10 in just due time, brother. But what pushed them out of the top 10, honestly, was the scandals that the team was involved with early on and the fact that the last season when he got to the Super Bowl, no one played. And if you remember the conversation we had with him earlier in the week, he didn't give Squid his props because he said no one played, so I don't feel that it's right to give him props.
True.
Wow, that is very true. Go ahead, you can see anything you want to add to that.
I have a top 20 list, to be honest with you. You understand? I can continue with the list if you guys know exactly where everybody stands at and they leave from my point of view.
Well, let me ask my co-host, Prez, what do you feel about that?
Hey, you know, we got... Hey, you know what they say, anytime you got time, hello, somebody, go ahead and fill in the slot. Oh, before I get started, I don't want to bring the mood down to the show, but this show is very special to me today because right after we hung up the phone, Hills, we were talking about girls earlier, and my ex-girlfriend called me with a call you never want to hear. So I'm dedicating this show.
Hold on, time out. Did she give you that I'm late tick? I think I'm late.
No, you know what? If you get a late text in this situation, that is a bunch of joy. You know, you will want that in this situation, but no, it's the worst end of the spectrum, and that's why I'm going to dedicate this show to Loretta Cottman. She passed away this morning. I literally got the call immediately after I hung up the phone, and I wanted to make sure that I give her a shout out because, as you know, it's real out here in the field. You can hit one day and go on the next day. Sorry to bring the mood down to the show, but I told her that
man,
I was going to give mom a shout out. So I wanted to do that because I almost forgot. But I definitely want to hear this 11 through 20 because I already have 30. I have 32 to 21, if you know, so I could finish it off. Hello, somebody.
Hello. And I'm sorry to hear that,
yeah,
man. Bad news.
Yeah,
okay,
I am too, man.
Man, at 11 I got Trapp with the Seahawks. At 12 I got my man, Austin Boss, with the Patriots. At 13 I got Ill Will with the G-Men. I got that.
Whoa, let me stop that list right there. I really don't like this. To the press. I don't know if that. Oh my God, 13. Now I hate to stop you, but Hills, do you understand my concern with Will at 13?
Yeah,
maybe.
Let him finish. Let the man finish, friend. Let the man finish.
At 14, I got my guy that dude with the Chiefs. I got at 15, Rich Boy with the Bears. 16, Diddle with the Bengals. 17, the Jag user. 18, D Killer with the Jets. 19, the Rams. And a newcomer at 20 with Bleed with the 49ers. I just put him in there just for land y'all because that's why I ended it at.
Okay. Now, Prez, go ahead. You're on a ball of fire. Slow down in the studio. Prez is ready to jump through a mic. Calm down, Prez.
I'm sorry. I have a problem with pick 13 with the Giants at 13, and I have a problem with pick 17, the Jags at 17. Those guys are honestly in the lower tier. They're in that 21 to 32 group in my list.
Okay.
Especially Will. Will has been trash since day one. the move to Key West didn't do anything to him but make his game worse. Because he's looking at all these pretty women every day, and his man game went down. And as far as the Jags, he's trash. Okay, let's just be honest. Hills could speak to that guy. You see him twice a year. He's fool's gold. So he's somewhere like 27 for me.
Damn. All right, well, go ahead with 21 through 32. Let me hear the rest of them.
Oh, okay. Give me a second here. We got... Sorry, I have to. Yeah, you got my list. We got Dito at 21. We got Jay Wills at 22. He had that good season, and right now he's
trash.
The world
he's trash. No, you're gonna call trash. He's manure. He's pathetic.
Wow.
Continue, man. Wow. He's terrible.
Based on what he did last season in his first season. And came on board and won those 10, 11 games in a row, okay? This year, it's a backstory to that. I understand the backstory. And so when I'm telling you it's a country music song, his backstory, Madden right now done got away from right. His joystick sucked. His Madden, he lost. It's like Stella lost her groove. But he'll be back.
Okay.
So he's at 22. Okay. 23, I got the Jets. Okay. 24, I got Sifu. You know, even though he's retired, I told him I'd give him a shout out. Sifu. I also have AJ. I have the Steelers at 24. But let's not, who cares about that, right? Let's just go to 32 and 31 because this is what I want to talk about. The 32nd team is the Texans. Kerry, I love you, but you are the worst man in
Pro Football.
Yes. You are the worst Madden player in Madden 16. And Carlos, I love you to death as well, but you 32B. So we got an extra spot for you.
Are you kidding me right now? UPT, go ahead, man. I got my list. I'm getting my list together right now. I cannot believe it. Go ahead,
I'm not
going to
argue with them at all. I mean, I just have the Falcons at 32A. And that's all I would do. I mean, he's the worst player in the league, period.
I mean, no
hard knocks to him. I mean,
No. This is, I get you.
I mean, I understand a lot of things happen throughout a year, man. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, hang it up, man. Just hang it up. Hang it up. Try next season. Try next year. Try next Madden. Matter of fact, skip 17 and wait for 18.
Wow. Now, that's a Fred statement right there.
I feel like he's begging. I got some Tang in the refrigerator. That's what I'm drinking right now. I'm an astronaut. That sounds like you're just Tang.
Wow. That is a praise moment right there, ladies and gentlemen.
But I'm going to say something that is disgusting about this league. I very rarely rant and talk ill will of the league, but I will talk ill will right now since we've got some time. It is unacceptable. And this goes out to all 29 or 28 owners or whatever we got in the league. It is inexcusable that Hills, KT, and DJM are the only ones with range, and we damn near in the 10th season of this league. We need to step our game up, and we need to fight. We need to beat these bums down and take these championships to these clowns, because the fact that it's only three champions in this league is ridiculous. That's what I want.
No, I feel like that's a good statement, man. At the end of the day, man, three people, all these seasons we played, only three different teams won the Super Bowl. That's telling us, okay, you're right, we do need to step it up. But at the end of the day, how many times are we going to get knocked out? You know what I'm saying? Before we give it up, I'm damn near hanging them up, man. Shit.
It's a tough lead, and I want to say this, and I'm going to speak on the behalf of KT and DJM because I own both those bums, so I will speak for both of them as well. It's tough. It's lonely at the top, as the song would say, hello somebody. It's so lonely at the top, but at the same time, this lead, it has a lot of parity. I will say that, and that's what leads me into my segue into my guys. I'm only going to do a top 17. I'm not going to go into the top 20. I'm going to just do 17, fellas. So we'll go from there, and I'm going to go 17 all the way up to the top four, because the top three should be without, you know, any shadow of a doubt. I'm going to go ahead and shout out my new man, Bleed, for the 49ers. I like his game. He's a funny guy. He brings a lot to the table. He's working with the 49ers organization. He's working with the newspaper as well, as he's reporting us daily with updates from him. So he's very entertaining to the league, so I like him. At 16, I got Kansas City. That dude, he has been to an AFC championship game, won the AFC West a few times. A lot of people will say that is a very pathetic division. I will not argue with them, but he has won it a few times. I'm going to give my boy, you call him Ditto, I call him Ditto. The Cincinnati Bengals, he's been to the playoffs a few seasons. That team was not really great. He beat UPT and KT in one season when both of those guys was at the peak of their game a few seasons ago. So I give him a lot of credit for that. Then we'll go with AJ with Pittsburgh. He has two franchises he don't took to the playoffs. That's number 14. Also been to an AFC championship game. And also I really want to put in Seafood. Seafood will be in my top probably 11, 12 if he was in the league. But, you know, he has to step away and do his own thing. So I'm going to put him in there. He's an honorable mention. Then we got 13. I got Austin. Austin is a interesting young man. He does a lot of stuff that makes you want to strangle him, but he does a very good job of winning games, so you cannot deny him. But his antics alone keeps him out of a top 11, top 10. When you're getting suspended and you continue on doing the stuff, the knucklehead stuff, that's just no place for a top-tier player. So I got him at 13. And I know a lot of people might not like this, but I got number 12, Don Corleone, the San Diego Chargers owner. He's came in with a bum squad. He's doing very good by the standards. He made a playoff last year. Going to be fighting for another division crown. Number 11, I got our friendly co-host UPP from Mexico City at number 11. A lot of people might not like this, and I'm going to tell you why he's in there. UPP a few seasons ago, Prez, at the beginning, he was one of the top three or four guys that you thought they could win a Super Bowl. The fame happened with him and Jameis Winston, him getting in an argument, Latrell Sprewell, P.J. Carlissimo. That's all I'm going to say about their two relationship, and we'll leave it at that for the legal standpoint. So I got UPT at 11. Number 10, I got my man Clemmy. He just hangs around. He doesn't do nothing flashy. He's not spectacular. He doesn't blow no one out. He really don't get blown out. He's just there. He smucks the game up, and he wins. I got Clemmy at 10. I got Trap at 9. I'm just going to leave it at that. Nothing else to say about Trap. I got Wade at 8. The Saints, he's came a long way. UPT, you and KT have done a wonderful job of beating a good player. You beat a good player into him because he was not a good player at the beginning. I got my co-host Prez at 7. A lot of people don't want to give Prez his respect. Prez is a guy that runs his mouth. He is the gym heart of UE, and I don't know a lot of people know who Jim Hart is, but if you don't, same on you. But Fred's done a lot. Besides the tanking 2016 season to get Spencer, Fred has went to the playoffs a few times with the Dolphins. Is always a staple in making the playoffs and at least winning a playoff game. He was sick last season. Oh, I think he would have been one of those guys pushing for a championship ring. Number six, I got my boy, the fifth man, Arizona Cardinals. I think he is one of the elite players in the league. Just destroyed the team, though, so I don't think he'll win this year. Got my nephew, number five, Smooth of the Eagles. He has a lot of talent. He flashes greatness, but he just don't get the job done. He falls short against DJM. I don't know if he got some type of spell on him or what. DJM got him shook right now, so he's at five. My man Gold is number four. I think Gold is the best player who hadn't won a Super Bowl yet in UE, and if I have anything to say with it, he won't get another one. That's number four. Three is DJM, two KC, and one is myself. That's my top 17, 18 in the league. Go ahead, Fred.
Look, I just want to say something. This is what I can assure you this. The Patriots, they're a good organization. When they do the right thing. They win games. They may cry in the process, but they win games. But what I can assure you this is Madden 17, he will not be a top 20 player. And I'm not just saying that because, see, rumor has it, in UE, there'll be no more kick art on. There'll be no more ball hawk on. There'll be no more heat seeking on. So what that means is he won't have the opportunity to just run around like a chicken with his head cut off with his middle linebacker running one way and then all of a sudden be able to turn and make a spectacular play. You're going to have to make real reads in Madden 17. And with all that computer system stuff, he don't stand a chance. He might finish in the bottom half of the league.
Wow. That is a bold statement right there. Prez is that type of guy, UPT. You know him. Austin is a good guy. Just he bends the rules just a little bit too much. Not enough to make you want to get rid of him because he knows what he's doing, but I'm going to go ahead and clarify y'all with number 32. I think Carlos and the Texans, they're pretty bad. I don't see no one hanging 83 points on either one of them, though. For A-Rab to get embarrassed like he does, it took everything, every fiber in my being not to remove him from upper echelon this month. The embarrassment of letting a man score 83 points on you. That's high for a college basketball game. They play 40 minutes a game. Some NBA team, the Philadelphia 76ers, wasn't even scoring 83 points a night in the NBA this season. For you to allow a man to score that many points on you shows me that you don't care, or he beat you into the point where you don't care, or you just was crying when you was playing the game. It was despicable. He's not 33, 32. He's 33 in this league. That's an embarrassment. 83 points, and you two guys don't have him at the very bottom of this list. If you don't know, he hasn't won a game this season. That is despicable. 83 points, Chris.
Listen, when I saw the 83, you know, I didn't compute all of that, and I didn't think to throw him in just because the sorriness of the Texans and the Falcons, it's been systemic. So it's been going on so long. That's why they got the token. He ain't been in the league long enough, but he is trash as well. Let another man score 83 points because I'm not telling you what I would have done, but if a man want to score 83 points, I think I'm a decent suspension, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Oh, Squid! Oh man, hold on! I don't miss my boy Squid on this list. How did I miss his name? He's in my top 10. Wait a minute. Squid, I'm glad you reminded me, my brother. Top 10. I don't know how I skipped over your name, but you're in my top 10, brother. I don't know what happened to me. I got beside myself, Prez. My boy Squid, you're in the top 10,
Squiddy.
Brother.
I
apologize.
On number 7.
Squid, I had you in my top 10, brother.
Hold on, Squid. You're in the top 10, bro. He's in the top 10, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know who I can get rid of one of those bottom three. I put Squiddy in over Wade. I just put Squiddy in over Wade. Squiddy, you in at number eight. Squiddy, you in, my brother. I apologize for that, man. I got a lot going on. We're losing sponsorships right now. UPT and Prez was cussing on the air. We're losing sponsors. I'm trying to clean that up as well. So I apologize to you for that, fellas, on that behalf. Squid and the Vikings are definitely top 10. But, Prez, it's interesting you brought this up. We have like 5 minutes. I think we got enough time to get a quick answer out of both of you. We got 4 minutes. You said KT, Hill, and DJM are the three guys that's been ruling the running the asylum, as you've been saying. Who do you see stopping that? Who can stop those two, stop us from getting to the Super Bowl? Not just one of us, from Hills and KT or Hills and DJM to stop both of those type of Super Bowl matchups. Who are the type of guys that can stop them in the AFC and NFC quickly from the both of you?
Smooth will get it done this year. If there's anybody who can get it done, I'd like to put it up to get it done out of the NFC on Twitter. Okay. He's riding high right now from another Super Bowl win somewhere else. And in the AFC, I truly believe Gold Sticks or myself can upset you, Hills, because you are the crown jewel of the AFC. You have more AFC championships than some folks got. You know, I don't even know cars. I guess I don't know, but it's ridiculous. So, but what I do know is that I don't think you will be beat this year.
All right.
You think? Go ahead, brother.
For the NFC, I got the Saints and I got the Eagles. But the AFC is the very same with Fred. Okay. I got my upset picks right quick. Let me get my upsets in for week 8. Okay. I got Eagles over the Panthers. I got Ravens over the Titans. Oh, shit. Ravens over the Titans. I got the Giants over the Skins, the Pack over the Vikes, and the 49ers over the Cards.
Wow. Those are some bold statements. Now, when you go out on a limb, now, well, you can see I'm asking you this question, and then I'll let Prez know. This Prez didn't want to. We've seen what the New England Patriots can do to him. We're putting up 83. Unfortunately, we're not going to allow Prez to put up what he can put up. But I'm going to ask you this question right here, UPT. If we give A-Rab 42 points against the Dolphins, will he cover the spread week 8? Dolphins, Broncos, week 8, do he cover the spread with 42?
No way. No way.
Wow.
The offense is too much in Miami, man. I mean, that's a powerhouse offense. It's tough to stop that. Seriously.
Wow.
They get what they want.
Wow.
If you don't know how to play the game, the Dolphins will destroy you.
I'm going to take the 42. A-Rab, show me something. We're spotting you 42. I think you covered the spread. Prez, I have a heart. I think he'll cover the spread. 64-20. He'll cover the spread. No, that won't even cover. 60-24. Excuse me. He'll cover the spread. 60-24. Spread.
I have no idea. I'm just gonna play it one game at a time right now. If it flows like that right now, I have been dealing with a lot of disconnect. Folks jumping offside. Madden don't like the Texans, so I don't have a lot of disconnect. So I'm not sure if the game goes through with no disconnect. Austin put up 83, and I don't like him having more points than me. I can tell you that.
Well, you know, Austin, we're not allowed no more basketball scores for what Austin knows better. But we're gonna say this: we got 30 seconds. Get your games played. It's all about the UE. We're currently in week 8. We've been getting the season done pretty fast. We thank our co-host, Prez, and our very special guest. He's not a guest anymore. He's just a staple of the show, UPT. Get your games played. This was another edition of The Outsiders. We appreciate all of our players in the lead. And even though the guys want to quit and disregard UE, we'll still be here standing strong. I love you, my brothers. Have a wonderful day. Squiddy, my bad, my bro. You talk to me, man.
Be good. Be good.
I apologize.
I can't hear you, bro.
On another show, on another station?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's the 646 number. Hit UP. Text the UPT. I'm going to call in.
All right.